and Shoshana, that being a caregiver of someone with dementia and Alzheimer's, especially maybe late stages, might often feel confining, might often feel like a limitation. You might feel trapped.
Mm-hmm. The idea of meditation, speaking to those who are caregiving for those who have Alzheimer's or dementia, parents or patients, you know, with the practice, the more you practice, the more you can become compassionate, the more your heart expands, and the more you become accepting of the fact, not trying to change the fact, but accepting it, everything as is, as well as you are okay. You know, you don't have to fix anything. Just be and allow yourself to be more present, more expansive in the moment.
Well, you'll be speaking as part of a series on senses and dementia. And mm-hmm. how do you see mindfulness fitting into that discussion? Because we spoke about hearing and vision and all these various senses that people normally think of when you think of senses. But mindfulness is a totally different aspect. Mm-hmm. But would you consider it a sense?
Intuition.
Okay.
Yeah. That will express itself. The more you engage in the practice of mindfulness meditation or any form of meditation, intuitive, you become more intuitive. To me, and I believe that is the core to everything that we experience in life, is the core. So the intuition, going to the core.
How do you think that being able to access that intuitive self, how do you think that might be helpful for a caregiver?
I think it's helpful in many ways, on many levels. One, they come with that process of meditating, you come to explore yourself. And then as you explore yourself, again, we're talking about compassion, you open up more to bring in others. You cannot give beyond your own limitations. So the more you're able to self-discover, the more you expand, the more you can give to others. So I think it's great. It's a great hand in the glove.
You know, this whole luncheon series Braveheart has been doing with senses has been just as much about caring for the caregiver, for the mm-hmm. self, as it has been about caring for others. And it seems like, sort of feels like a perfect culmination of that thread of discussion, because this is so much so about caring for yourself as a caregiver.
Yeah. I think the idea is this. We always like to give and feel like we have to continue to give to others, but yet not take time out for ourselves. And that has been really crippling us. I believe that you have to be able to give yourself some time. If that's 5, 10 minutes to 30 minutes of meditation a day, that in itself will afford you to be able to care for others more energetically, not necessarily trying to find it. It comes naturally. It births itself naturally. So.
And this is, of course, a discussion that's applicable to anybody, mm-hmm. not just for those who are caring for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. And as a clinical psychologist, you integrate this perspective into your practice sometimes, don't you?
I do, yeah. If it's applicable, I will. It's very similar to a course like psychotherapy, processing, or cognitive behavioral therapy. But mindfulness meditation speaks to authenticity, and that's what I speak to in my practice, is to become authentic in your role, in your being.
For you yourself, what role does meditation play in your personal life?
I started meditating fully since 2003. And ever since then, I found myself growing in different stages, becoming more intuitive, more expansive, less prejudice, and more understanding, healthy in ways of culminating a authentic relationship with myself as well as others.
Seems to me, and Shoshana, you have much more experience than I do, but it seems that the longer you care for folks who need intensive care, even if you love them dearly, maybe the less multidimensional they may seem to you. You might look at them more as one-dimensional beings, less so. And then that might be more challenging to to care for them with true compassion all the time. I could see how maybe cultivating this kind of mindfulness, Kevin, as you understand it, might help you see folks again as multidimensional human beings. Does that make any sense?
It does. There's a slippery slope when you start seeing a person of ethnic diagnosis or their condition. It's very slippery. And when you see that, you can look beyond that. But when you go into meditation where there is no judgment, you start seeing people as your true self. And that true self has no boundaries. That true self has no image. And you start seeing them in a way that it cannot be defined. It cannot fit into a category.
Well, Shoshana, Kevin, this is going to be the topic of conversation at the Braveheart Luncheon on Wednesday, correct? What time is that going to be, Shoshana?
It goes from noon to 1.
Okay, and it's at the Pioneer Home Manager's house.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, light lunch served.
And yep.
Is there going to be actual guided meditation happening during that luncheon? Will folks have an opportunity to practice?
Yes, they will.
I can imagine some folks might feel a little intimidated. Maybe they've never done meditation before, and you'll tell them, you know, or help them learn about it.
Yes, I will. Yeah.
Give them some exercises they could do.
Yeah. There will be handouts as well. There's different forms of meditation, so there'll be different handouts or different types of meditation. And what I would do is a guided meditation we'll focus on the breath. Yeah, this is one of many forms of meditation, but it has the same concept of attending and being aware.
Okay, yeah. Well, and Shoshana, this is the culmination of the series. How did it go? How have you been feeling about it?
It went really well. I think it was our most well-attended care luncheons of the year, which is really exciting. And I just want to give a little shout-out to Erin Mathis, our family patient clinical care manager, who came up with this idea and created this series for the community to learn from. And so we're just really grateful she had this idea and we were able to put it into practice, and grateful for all the speakers and to come and share their knowledge with us in the community.
Well, and Kevin, this is actually your sort of first foray in connecting meditation and mindfulness with caregivers, those who are caring for folks with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And does it seem like it is a good fit for you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is. This is something I do personally, so that I feel that it's just an extension of who I am. And I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is the Braveheart Luncheon, Wednesday noon, Pioneer Home Manager's House. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking with Kevin Settles, a clinical psychologist at Neurobehavioral Consultants, and Shoshana Schmidt with Braveheart Volunteers.